Hey guys.
Hi everybody.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of
another spooky podcast.
Ooh.
Yay.
We're it's back. Been about like 2 weeks, guys. We missed a whole episode with no announcement.
I know. Sorry. That was on me. That was on me, guys.
Honestly, too. Like, I was just really tired with everything going on right now.
I've been figuring out my life and
yeah,
it's been hard. I needed a break.
I definitely need a little break too. I've been working so much. So if my boss listens to this, please give me a day off. I need it.
For real.
And yeah, just been chilling. But don't think that we left this podcast behind, because we are still pretty into it. We just have to fix some things in our personal lives. And honestly, it's just a matter of fact that I don't know how to time manage my schedule correctly.
Me either.
I was like literally driving to work yesterday and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, dude, how do you live like this? Like, how do you go throughout your day with this type of mentality?
Me.
Doing everything last minute, winging shit, and, you know, just living in a hurry because you choose not to plan out your days, even though I'm so busy. And I know that if I had a routine, I would be 1,000 times more successful. Yet, here I am, wondering why things don't go the way that so I'm like right there. I had a little epiphany yesterday and I was like, okay, maybe it's time for me to get my shit together.
Same girl, same.
It's time.
We're trying, but we're back. Yeah. And that's all that matters.
We're back. So today we just wanted to just talk to you guys. Kind of, we haven't had that really good sit down talk with you guys. We always just had like, you know, like a schedule, a routine, but since I, you know, we were talking about connecting with you guys a little bit better, and then I think this would be a really good idea just to talk about random topics that we've been into lately and things, just overall things that we want to share with you guys. It is still pretty spooky, so don't worry, we're not going to be talking about random shit either.
Yeah, it'll definitely be like a chill episode where we just
talk
about all the stuff that we've been into, like Karina said, all the spooky stuff.
So this is another spooky podcast with your favorite co-host Karina Reyes
and Irma Cornejo.
Play the intro song.
We could cut this off, but did you listen to the last episode?
No, what?
Where I like you know where you were singing and stuff? I edited some music into there, so like you were singing with music. You should listen to it. It's really funny.
Okay, I need to listen to it now.
Here, hold on. Let me play it for you before we start. I thought it was funny. I don't know if anyone else thought it was funny, but I was like,
just random stuff. I feel like I've been having like really crazy dreams. I've been watching some shit.
Oh, it's playing on my... Okay, never mind. Just listen to that, like, minute.
Anyways, so this is our 20-something episode. I think it's, like, 29th or 30th.
Let me check.
Hopefully, it's our 30th, so it can be, like, a little chit-chat with us.
Actually, it's the 28th. Chit-chatting
with Karina y Irma. Okay. Well, actually, that gives us enough time to do something really exciting for the 30th episode.
Yeah, we should do something fun.
That'd be pretty cool. But okay, since this is a random ass like topic
freestyle,
that we're gonna be doing for this episode, I had the craziest dream today.
What was it?
So maybe that has to do with the fact that I'm lacking a lot of sleep. Since I have been working again back to back, so if my boss is listening to this, he has like a little joke with me too. He was like, oh, you're not gonna go party tonight? And I was like, well, can I? Because apparently I can if I'm here working.
I need the time off, sir.
Yeah, maybe I will want to party if I get the day off. But anyways, so I had like a really long shift yesterday, and I still ended up going out and helping one of my friends out. I'm sorry, one of like a business that she has on the side. She needed a little bit of help, so I ended up coming home like really late, and I had to get up today in the morning to go to work. So I got here, I ended up leaving my job, you know, halfway through the shift, and I came home and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go home, catch some sleep, and then go back. Mm-hmm. So I came back, took a nap, and then I woke up and I didn't remember my dream. I woke up pretty fine. If anything, I woke up in a hurry, like, oh shit, I gotta go. And I was driving to work and I started to remember the dream that I had. And I don't know what's going on with me, dude. Like, recently I've been dreaming back to back, like every night. Again, maybe because I don't really sleep well. So maybe because I'm like super tired. And, like, it's that deep, deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I, yeah, that was super weird. I had a dream that I was working in my dream.
That's me. Like, that's how you know you're too stressed.
I get no breaks, dude. I get no breaks. Maybe I'm just overthinking a lot of finances and shit. Right? Mm-hmm. Shit. Back then, I don't work at this anymore. Back then, I used to work at parks, so like park rangers, kind of like for the city type of stuff. And I was doing exactly that in my dream, and I remember that there was like a group of people there. And with these type of jobs, you just basically just have to supervise, make sure people are not doing anything stupid, and you know, whatever. So I went up to these people and I was like, hey, is everything okay? Just making sure, you know, these are our rules. You guys can't smoke, drink alcohol, whatever. And they're like, yeah, that's fine. And I would go back and, you know, just continue supervising. So this guy walked up to me in my dream and he was like, can you just stop staring at us? Like, we're not doing anything bad.
Wait, what the heck?
Yeah. And I was like, I'm doing my job. Like, my whole job is to supervise, so even if you're not doing anything bad, you know, I can still go ahead and take a look at you guys to make sure you guys aren't doing anything bad. That's my job, or else why would I be here? And he was like, no, but you're like staring at us. And I was like, I'm not staring at you, you know. And I was kind of fighting back with him. I was like, I'm not staring at you, I'm doing my job, I have to supervise. And he was like, well, if you just want to tell me something, you go ahead and tell me. And I was like, I don't have anything to tell you. I'm just doing my job.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? He was like, listen here, little girl. You know, if you have to. Yeah. He said that in my dream. And I know if this one person me that. Well, he used to call me these. My brain, I know what you're doing. My subconscious. I know this person, he used to say that to me often. It always would irritate me. And it would always be like a fight between this person and I. Because I would hate that. But in my dream, this guy called me that. He was like, listen here, little girl. You know, stop staring at us. I know you're doing your job, but stop staring at us. Like, we're not doing anything bad. If I wanted to smoke, I would have smoked already. And then I was like, first of all, do not call me a little girl. And second of all, you know, I have a name and my name is Karina. And he was like, oh, I know your name, Karina.
Yes, go
and
on.
Yeah. And then he was like, yeah, I know your name. He was like, Karina. And then he said my last name, like Reyes. And then he was like, I can't even believe you don't remember me.
What the heck? Oh, my God.
And I was like, in my dream, I don't remember. I was like, I don't know. How do you know my name? He was like, wow, you don't remember me? And then I was like, no, like, I'm pretty sure I would remember you. You know, it was one of those things. My dream, he was like, wow, well, I remember you. So that's kind of messed up that you don't remember me. And then he was like, small world, huh? And he was like, can you try to guess who I am? And then I was like, kind of like, you know how you do like a nervous laugh? I do. Yeah. Okay. I do this nervous laugh. If my friends are listening to this or people that like have interacted with me, you guys know my nervous laugh. It's one of those. So I was doing that and I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know who you are. Can I ask for your name? And then I woke up.
We don't find out who he is.
I remember his face. He looked a little like Asian looking. I have never seen them in my life. Mm. I don't, it was like the weirdest dream ever. I don't know.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't know. Hmm.
Maybe that person's like gonna come back into your life somehow. Like, so, or maybe it was like someone you used to know is gonna come back into your life.
No, yeah, I don't know. It was it was like a really weird experience. I had that feeling too, like maybe someone's coming back from the past. And yeah. I was like, no, hopefully not.
There's too many people just trying to move forward.
Never want to see you again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you're just like in that phase mm-hmm. in your life where you're just like stepping forward, making moves, you know?
Yeah.
And kind of just advancing in life and your brain mm-hmm. or whatever. Even if you guys are superstitious or not, life in general is like, nope. Here's someone from the past.
Yeah, like you're doing great, sweetie. Now let me throw a curveball at you.
Or maybe it's just like, okay, you're doing a good job at like leaving shit behind that mm-hmm. now you don't even remember a lot of the things that happened to you in the past, you know?
Yeah, true.
Or like one day you're gonna come across a person that you used to be close to mm-hmm. or that you did know, and you're not gonna know them anymore. So it's yeah. like a lot of interpretations, but I thought it was like, I didn't think of it as a bad thing. I honestly thought about it as I'm probably gonna meet someone, or not meet someone, but I'm gonna talk to someone from the past, or mm-hmm. It's a really good sign telling me that I'm doing a good yeah. job at moving forward, that yeah. I'm not even gonna worry about the past, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. Maybe it was like a way of not the universe, but like someone who's looking out for you, like mm-hmm. your spirit guides, like telling you like, hey, like you said, maybe this is a sign of them explaining you're doing so well, you don't even like remember that part of you, you know. But speaking of dreams, I was on TikTok recently. I don't know if I sent you the video or not, but it was about this person who was having a dream, and she was sleeping, and in her dream she dreamt of her mom, and her mom was like, wake up and lock the window. Mm-hmm. And she got up and she locked the window, and in the morning she went back to sleep or whatever, and in the morning she saw that there was footprints outside of her window, like in the snow. I don't know if I sent it to you, but let me see who the username is.
No.
And then, dude, I spent like 3 hours legit just looking at the comments, because everyone was saying like their experience with it. And it was so scary, Karina. I was so freaked out. So I thought maybe I could read a little bit of it, like some yeah. comments.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. So
isn't it crazy how like we had an episode, guys. We had an episode in like parallel universes where mm-hmm. things can happen, you know, in a different universe and reflect back to the one that you're living in, the one in your present. And I don't know. I feel like my dreams recently have been so like, lucid dreaming is like very vivid, and I tend to remember them pretty clearly. I take everything as a sign. And again, I know a lot of people are like, oh my God, girl, you know, you're superstitious as fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, but I find it so weird how certain things that I've dreamt about has happened in real life.
Yeah.
And I've had those moments where I'm like, holy shit, like I dreamt of this, and it's not even deja vu, because you guys, mm-hmm. deja vu is a thing that a lot of people, it's a universal thing. People have experienced that. But I have dreams where it has came true, and not necessarily like the whole like storyline, but mm-hmm. like a word that someone said in my dream, you know, or like a little saying. I remember that like a few months ago I was going through a hard time, and in my dream one of my friends was giving me advice, and she mm-hmm. I find it very random that she was in my dream. So I was a little taken back about that. I was like, oh my God, like maybe she needs help because she popped up in my dream. But I didn't yeah. have that feeling of she needed help. I was kind of more like, okay, this is probably something that she would say to me, right? And a few months after that, so like recently in May, I saw her for the first time of not seeing her, you know, pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. So it's been like over a year since I've seen her and talked to her. And I saw her, and she told me exactly word by word from what she told me in my dream. And this dream, I had it, like, I looked it up in my notes.
What the heck?
I had it in March. And so, you know, when you're, like, drinking, you know, you're a little bit more honest about things and whatever. I'm trying to look it up right now.
But, you know, they say also that, like, being a little intoxicated or whatever opens you up more because you have less of those, like,
yeah,
boundaries. Uh-huh. Or, like, those, like, walls that you don't want to talk to people.
Yeah. And you're a little bit more, like, vulnerable, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing right here that she... Okay, no. I dreamt about this whole topic on March 14th, and I saw her in May. But anyway, so...
Weird. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's not weird. But I remember, like, I was drunk and, you know, intoxicated. And I was like, dude, you told me this before. And she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, dude, you told me this before, like, word by word.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, like, I had already talked to you prior, because we did. Mm-hmm. We went on another trip, but I didn't really talk about the topic that, you know, that I was talking to her about. And she was like, that sounds like something I would say. So maybe I have told you this before. Are you sure you dreamt of this? And like, no, dude, I had a dream about it, and I looked it up, and I even told her boyfriend, because her boyfriend was right there. And I was like, dude, look at my notes.
That's crazy.
And they're just like, oh my God, dude. And my friend was like, you're psychic. And I was like, no, yeah. Dude, it's not even that. I just find it so weird. Okay.
Yeah.
In that same dream, well, I don't want to say what she said, right? Because it's personal, but I'm like, I love you guys, but personal, you know, boundaries. Yeah.
Boundaries. And like, boundaries. We talk about us, but we don't talk about like the people in our lives, because they haven't consented to be on and stuff.
So very personal stuff. But it's no cheese or anything, guys. So you guys are not missing out on anything. But there is this, I am going to say the second half of the dream, but one of my friends, another friend in the same dream, another friend sent me a DM on Twitter, and she was like, she sent me like a post that said like a Pisces moon and a Taurus moon equals perfect match. And I remember that, okay, if you guys don't know my signs, if you guys are into astrology or whatever, I think I've mentioned this before, but I am in Aries sun, Pisces moon, and Leo rising. So she did describe my Pisces moon with a Taurus moon. I don't know much about compatibility when it comes to signs, and I only enjoy astrology to a certain point. I feel like a lot of people are really into it, which is completely fine. I am too, but not to the same degree as a lot of advanced astrologers are, like people that are very into it. I mean, I don't even read my horoscope, honestly. I honestly really just like, I only know my top three. And I do look up like certain things like on websites and here and there. And I do it like for my friends, but that's how far that I go. I don't do anything of like the natal charts and stuff like that. That's really hard for me to understand, and honestly I don't understand it at all. But anyway, so I didn't really know about compatibility or whatever between signs, so I looked it up and I was like, oh, it's really compatible, whatever, right? And I remember like on when you do like a group chat and on Twitter you can see of all the people that are tagged inside the group chat, so like a normal group chat right on your phone, and it was named Karina and all and her friends. And I remember like scrolling through the list, and it was like a shitload of people, dude, like a lot of people. And I remember waking up and it was like, holy shit, I have a lot of friends. But
you're like, it's true.
I don't know. And I don't know, dude. I don't know if that's a sign. I'm gonna take it as a sign.
Maybe it's a reminder to remind you, like, you're not by yourself, you're not alone, you know. You have a lot of people.
Or when I meet someone, if you have a Taurus moon, come my way.
For real. No, but I found the TikTok and I sent it to you. And they put the TikTok, and the person that put up this TikTok, their handle is CarX Mel Coffee. So CARX MEL and then coffee. And they put up this this video, and then everyone in the comments were like saying something similar, and legit, it was so scary. Like, I'm gonna read a couple, and I'm gonna say their usernames so you guys could see. Let's see. Oh, okay. So let's see. Let me find one really quick. Oh, so this person in the comments, their username is SummerC18, and they wrote, "I remember a little boy in my dream who said, 'Vroom vroom leads to broom.'" Like, boom. Sorry, not broom. "Vroom vroom leads to boom." And the next day they were in a car accident. And then someone wrote, let's see. Some of them are like trolling, so they were kind of funny, but
Is this on TikTok, by the way?
Yeah, it's on TikTok. The person that put it up, I sent you their TikTok. So someone else wrote, their username is QASHIMO, and they wrote, "Had a dream that my baby cousin was chasing me, and when he caught me, he smiled and disappeared. And when I woke up, I found out he had passed away." So it was just like stories like that, where like their dream is telling them something, or they see someone. And like, I've been asleep sometimes where like I'm like asleep, and then all of a sudden, like, I've heard my mom, like my mom's voice, and I don't live close to my mom. Like, my mom still lives in LA. I live like at least 8 hours away, like Sacramento area. And I've like been asleep, I'm sleeping, whatever. And then all of a sudden I hear Irma like waking me up like really loud, and it's my mom's voice. And I'll wake up and I'll be like, "What the fuck? Like, was my mom just in here or what?" But sometimes I'm like, what if it isn't, like, obviously it's not my mom, right? So what do you think it is? Like, I don't think, like, whoever woke me up was trying to warn me for anything. Maybe it's my mind playing tricks, but, like, what if it's, like, something evil trying to get my attention, you know?
I don't know, but you're scaring me. I don't know, but you're scaring me.
It really scared me, because I was just like, what the fuck? Like, why would they, like, whatever this was, maybe it's just my brain. I was missing my mom, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, like, what if it was, like, something supernatural? And why would they be impersonating my mom's voice? Like, it doesn't seem right to me, you know?
That's so scary. I'm home alone, by the way. So I'm like looking at my restroom, because I forgot to close the door, and it's right across my room.
That's the restroom where you saw like the ghost go into, huh?
Okay, that's what I was gonna bring up, Damien. I was gonna bring up the fact that on Valentine's Day, I don't know if I see this in person or I saw a shadow or whatever. The thing is, I saw something, you know, around rooming around my house. And I told Irma, I don't know if I was like tripping, because I was, again, always lacking sleep. but I thought it was my grandma.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Or maybe it is one of those type of things where it's just like a fucking demon impersonating family members.
Yeah,
just,
but like, for you haven't seen anything else, have you?
No, I haven't. I haven't had like another situation like that happen to me. The only thing that has been super, I guess, you know, creepy has been my dreams.
Yeah.
And again, but it hasn't been like nightmares or anything like that. Just mostly like what the fuck type of experiences. I've been seeing a lot of angel numbers, and I really want to do an angel number episode.
We should.
I have been really, really, really interested in that recently. Mm-hmm. And I always knew about angel numbers, but I didn't really know much about it until like, dude, it's crazy how much I'm seeing it. Like, and it's not even like, oh, I'm on my phone 24/7. Like, I work, I'm busy. And not to say that like, oh my god, I have a lot of things to do, but I typically have like already like a routine, a schedule set about what I have to do in the day. So, yeah. But not like organized. Does that make sense? Like I wing shit because I already know what I have to do.
No, I feel you.
Anyways, I don't know if that makes sense. So I have been seeing a lot of angel numbers recently. 111, 222, 333, 777. I still don't know what 777 means. If you guys know what it means, please let us know. I did Google it, but honestly, it was too much information. I know it's like spiritual or something, like, you know, listen to your intuition or something. That has been popping up a lot for me, especially 222 and 777. Yeah. If you guys believe in angel numbers, I am barely really getting into them. I still kind of don't know if they're true or not. I want to believe that it is true, but then again, I don't know how any of that connects to reality. But it's a very fun concept, so I'm not bashing anyone who is really into it. I just don't necessarily think that it is 100% true. Like, how do you know about, you know, how do the concept of numbers having meaning, where does that come from? You know, like, did an angel come down and like tell us? I don't know. Maybe just like overthinking it. This is one of those like conversations you have when you smoke or something. So I've been seeing a lot of those things. I taking it as a sign that I'm doing good in my life.
And your conversation was making me laugh so much. Sorry, you saw my ass. Like sitting down. But I was like, this sounds like you would have a conversation when you're because I have like Bluetooth headphones, you know, so it's like,
yeah, oh shit, I forgot to it. You do.
That was funny.
Yeah, but am I right? Like, how do people come up with this type of concept? Like, oh, numbers have a meaning to it. Like, I was really thinking about it. And I was really thinking about it. And I was like, how do people, like, because I was looking up because I saw 777 when I needed to do like a drastic like decision in my life. It was a very desperate decision that I had to make right there and then. And I was like, fuck, should I do it or should I not? And I saw 777 in this, you know, whatever the fuck I was doing. And I was like, and even like I was with some other people and they were like, bro, it's 777, an angel number. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that means. Like, does anyone know what that means? Is that a no? Because I'm still trying to decide whether to do it or not.
Yeah.
And they're like, do it, it's an angel number, it's telling you to do it. And I was like, see, like, how do you, like, do you base off, do you just go around doing decisions off of like little things like that?
Yeah, I guess this, my biggest guess would just be like, it's just spiritual or like religion based. You know how like religion tells you like the number three, like the Holy Trinity, for example, and like Catholicism, like, you know, and like demons take advantage of that by not mocking it by doing like three knocks or whatever. Which, by the way, we should have an episode talking about like demonic possession, because that shit really creeps me out and it's really interesting.
That is really interesting, but not for tonight because I am by myself. And I'm a little bitch.
So I've set up an episode.
Oh my gosh, dude, I would
demonic
cry.
Possession. No, but talking about demonic possession, did you watch The Conjuring?
I have not. Okay, I refuse to watch it by myself, and I know. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm already getting the eye rolls, and we're getting the boobs and all that stuff. I refuse to watch it by myself. I am so sorry. I do not have the guts to watch it by myself. One,
it's not that scary.
I am so terrified to get haunted. Second, I am very weak.
It's not
and
that scary.
I would get haunted. I would get haunted.
Oh, you're already haunted. Wait, just kidding.
Literally, dude. I don't want to watch it until I watch it with someone, and so I'm trying to watch it with one of my friends who's very into horror as well.
Yeah,
you know what, talking about horror, one of my coworkers said I don't say it right, because my coworker horror? Was like, you keep saying horror, and I was like, yeah, horror. He was like, no, it's horror or some shit like that, and I was
horror?
Like, yeah, horror.
Horror. Horror. Horror. Bro, my first language is not English. Y'all can't come for me like this. I don't know. We're gonna need some recordings.
I'm super self-conscious about how I pronounce whore. Whore and whore.
We're gonna need some recordings from you guys telling us how to truly pronounce it. So go ahead and hit us up on Instagram at Another Spooky Podcast with your voice memos. Thank you.
My friends are always like, dude, Karina speaks like a whole different language. And I'm like, one, fuck you, second, I'm indigenous, fuck you. Like, I do speak more than one language, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. For real. I'm trying out here. And you know what? I'm trying and I'm thriving. So I don't give a fuck.
Love that. But they said, I heard someone told me that The Conjuring is cursed. Like the third movie. Like people are getting haunted from it. Like legit. Vera, but I was fine.
Vera, right? That's her name. The actress name. The main one who plays like Lorraine.
Uh-huh. Is she haunted?
Vera. I don't know. She was saying how... I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen little spoilers on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And she did an interview, you guys can look this up, where she was talking about how she started to develop like weird rashes or like bruises on her legs and arms. Ooh. When she was filming the movie and the film. I'm sorry. The same shit. I don't know why I corrected myself. Yeah. That's how far as I listened to that interview, but that's what I heard, that it's low-key kind of haunted.
Damn, I watched it, but I mean, I'm fine, guys. Oh, well, I don't really know if this is paranormal, but it scared me. So last week, one of the reasons that like I couldn't record was because I was staying over my boyfriend's parents' house, because I was staying with his sister, because we were house sitting. It was just me and her, and we were staying at the house, and this is a house that's like haunted or whatever, so maybe it was in my head. But we put one of the dogs in one of the rooms because we were gonna vacuum, and the dog gets a lot of anxiety and he starts barking. So we put him in the room and he was barking and barking and barking while we were vacuuming. And dude, the door opens, and I don't know if he opened it, but it legit scared me. He probably opened it. I was like, oh no, it's the ghost again. And I was like, I'm just gonna go home.
About everything.
Yeah.
My dog be moving and I'm like, oh my god, what is that?
Yeah.
And I'm always by myself. I'm always by myself.
Me too.
Don't feel bad for me. I love being myself. I already know Rimmel's looking at me. She's like, a little sad eyes. I'm like, I'm by myself. But I'm always by myself, as in like, I have a little small family and my family's always not home. So they're either on vacation or they're doing something. So I'm usually, again, just hanging by myself, doing little things by myself, driving by myself. And I like going out. Well, not that I like going out at night, but that's the only time that I have to go out, because I do work throughout the day. So yeah. I do end up coming home pretty late, and I'm always driving myself late at night. And I have a really bad habit of, okay, I don't want to admit this, but I guess I'm going to admit it, but I'm not the best driver. I'm not the best driver, but I'm not the worst either. You know, just like borderline, whatever. Some people might argue with me on that one, but I am going to stand my ground and I'm going to say I am not the worst driver, but I'm not the best, like I said. Anyway, so, since I've been like, you know, just again being by myself or whatever, I've been having this feeling that someone's in the back seat of my car when I'm driving. And I don't know, is it because like we're women and we're a little bit more like suspicious of our surroundings and things, like, which we should, right? And awfully so, such a bad just bad experiences that we women have. So obviously we're a little bit more on guard, which unfortunately we have to, because it shouldn't be that way, but that's for a different topic. But yeah, I've been having, but it wasn't always like that for me, at least. Just recently I've been having that feeling of someone being like in the back seat. So now like I constantly am checking my mirror, especially because at night, like I'm driving myself, I like I'm on a stop sign or like a red light and I'm just turning a little slightly to see if someone's there, because I have a feeling that someone's watching me.
Yeah, no, it's scary.
I even go loca, dude.
Yeah, no, I even put like my hand back to touch the ground because I'm scared of like someone like going down, because you know how you could see in the mirror, like your rear view, you could see people behind you. But talking about that, I've been listening to a lot of stories about like haunted roads or whatever, and like there's like ghost hitchhikers who just appear in your back seat. So I think that's why I've been a little bit more paranoid about someone being in my back seat, like just the ghost appearing or something. They're like, what's that's up, bitch? Scary. Boo, bitch. Oh, let me God. Get a ride, you know.
Fuck you, bitch. Pay scared. Some fucking gas money, bitch. You got some gas money,
just, that's just expensive right now.
Dude, for real. Oh my God, I'm gonna bust out my Heelys and my scooter, dude. Oh my
for
God.
Real?
LA guys are crazy. Se pasan los culeros.
I know, dude.
Like the fuck? Nice. I barely, dude, I'm breaking money for myself. Shit. But yeah, it's scary. The night is so scary.
It is. The it dark. Really is.
I'm not a night person. Well, again, people are gonna be like, damn, bitch, what you know, out and about. I'm like, okay, for an hour, because I have to go home because I'm scared. And that's kind of the reason I have to be even more careful when I go out. Thankfully, I have a lot of, you know, friends that I'm around with. So, no me dejan sola. Or, like, I call people, like, hey, you know, going through, like, a sketch place. Can you just stay on the phone with me? Like, that happened to me yesterday. I didn't really look into the surroundings where I was going to be at. And I had to stop by and grab something, and I was by myself, and there's like a group of guys outside this place. It was like a liquor store, and I had to call my friend real quick, and I was like, hey dude, can you just please stay on the line? I'm a little scared. You know, I can't beat someone up, but that's not what I'm trying to do. No?
It's still scary though.
Yeah, so it's a lot of stuff, but that's another type of spooky. But yeah, I've been having those feelings of someone watching me recently. I don't know why. I'm not really that paranoid. I don't know. I'm not a paranoid person, but recently I've been having that feeling that someone's watching me.
Maybe
I'm not saying that like someone, like a person, but like that feeling of like being watched, especially in my car. It's an ugly feeling.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling either. It's scary.
Yeah, like that's why I'm always like, dude, constantly like looking around now, and I don't know. Yo no sé. If you guys know what that means, if you guys, there's probably like an explanation for everything, or just me being paranoid for no reason.
Yeah, but I haven't had any like spooky encounters lately, which I'm happy about. Knock on wood that I don't have any,
but that's
scary.
That's pretty much all that I have for this spooky encounter so far. I have not been watching any documentaries, if I have to be completely honest. Usually I watch like a documentary like once a week, I'm sorry, but I haven't had much time, guys. I'm so sorry about that. I have been reading, so I hopefully finish the book really soon so I can post a review on it. Also, I have not been watching any movies either, so it's a little thumbs down for me as in spooky category, because I have not been catching up in any of my spooky stuff. I haven't been on Reddit either. I have been looking up some cases that I've been interested in. I recently saw that what is that really famous case with Chris Watts, right, who murdered his kids and wife. I recently saw that he got back in contact with Natasha, the girl that he had
with.
And that people are demanding them to reopen the case because she had something to do with it, which I absolutely 100% agree that she has something to do with the case, with the murder case. She was definitely part of it, but I don't know. I heard she came from a really rich family, so that probably had to do with the fact that probably she was able to get out of it.
Allegedly, because we're not trying to get sued.
Allegedly, but then again, I feel like you can totally be a contributor to a murder case without having to physically do something.
Yeah.
you can do so much with your words, and I feel like she could have been a conspirator, whatever they call
it. Or even like bringing up the idea.
Yeah. Or kind of like she probably heard him talk about these things that he wanted to do, and she probably like, yeah, you know, kind of like validating him. Like, yeah, that's a good idea. Oh yeah, we can totally be together. Or why don't you just do this, and maybe that would be a great option for us to, you know, like things like manipulation, gaslighting, all that stuff. I'm pretty sure psychologically she did something to him too.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. I think so. I've been on Reddit on that one and looking that up. If you sue me, FBI, I don't care. I'm a good lawyer. Come for me, bitch.
Don't go for me. Karina's on her own.
Yeah, I have a lawyer, so don't even dare to touch me, please. Just kidding. Not kidding, kidding. But yeah, other than that, I've been chilling, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this little episode. For next week, we're gonna come out with a full case for you guys. Not really sure what we're gonna do.
Yeah,
is it gonna be true crime? Is it gonna be paranormal? I don't know.
Yeah, we just wanted to have like a little sit down talk with you guys, like another spooky podcast and chill kind of vibes, you know, where we just talk. What the heck was that?
No, it's like my fire. There's some fireworks going on.
Oh, you scared the shit out of me. I was like, did something fall in your house, bro?
500 balazos, blah 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 blah.
I got so scared. It sounded like something fell, bro.
Whenever I hear a firework, I always say that. Oh my gosh.
I can't.
You gotta put a little bit of that Mexican in there. But yeah, guys, hope you guys enjoy this type of episode. If you guys just like to hear us talk about random shit, here we are. Always happy to talk about random shit that happens to us in our lives.
Yeah.
And you guys can catch up on the podcast if you guys haven't caught up with it. You can look us up on Spotify at Another Spooky Podcast. Apple Podcast at Another Spooky Podcast. Find us on Instagram at Another Spooky Podcast. Twitter at A Spooky Podcast. And send us a Gmail at aspookypodcast@gmail.com. You can find all of our information on our Instagram. There's a link tree tagged on the bio. Go through that and it'll come up like with every little platform that we're on. And yeah, make sure to subscribe, review us, and leave something, you know, whatever you guys think about us. If you like our episodes, then we really appreciate it. If not, then it's all good. Just we appreciate everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. Sending everyone well wishes for this upcoming week. Hopefully you guys have an awesome week. I'm so happy that you guys are liking our episodes so far. Hopefully we've been improving. What else can I possibly say? Anything else, Irma?
Follow us on TikTok at Another Spooky Podcast.
Yes, we're on TikTok.
We will probably start posting more videos, and if you guys have any topic recommendations, feel free to reach out to us and let us know. Yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode, this chill episode with us. We missed you guys.
Yes, we missed you guys. But we're so back. Much, and we're back better than ever. We always say that every new time that we leave for Nicole. Us.
I know.
New us. This is going to be a new beginning, guys, because I'm finally getting my shit together.
Every episode.
Yes, but I honestly, guys, like, I do it better when I, like, freestyle episodes, because I don't do good with routines. I'm not going to cap. But it's okay, because I feel like I need it in order for me to be successful in my life.
I'm the opposite.
Yeah. I do like a lot better structure my conversations. But anyways, I hope you guys again have a great week. We are very excited to come back with a new episode next week. So keep an eye on that. And yeah, hopefully you guys like this episode, and see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.